欢迎来到思辨新闻英语，我是 Jason Lee。 今天是2020年9月3日，今天我们来聊聊新护照的新闻吧。全部的新闻英语的原文是这样子的： New passport design that highlights Taiwan released September 2nd, CNA. Taiwan's government has released a new design for the country's passport highlighting the English word for Taiwan in the hope of drawing a clear distinction between Taiwan and China. The new cover repositions and significantly shrinks the words Republic of China, ROC, the country's official name, making them hard to see at first glance.While enlarging and using a bold font for Taiwan, the Chinese version of Republic of China, 中华民国 remains at the top of the cover, but the English version of the name, originally positioned below the Chinese, now circles the national emblem in the middle of the cover.Below the emblem, the word Taiwan has not only been made noticeably larger, but also been repositioned. The current passport showed the word Taiwan, the Chinese word for passport under that, and the English word for passport under that, but the new version put the Chinese word for passport at the top.With the next line reading Taiwan and the passport. At the press conference announcing the new design Wednesday, Foreign Minister Joseph Wu, Wu Zhaoxian, said the redesign was in response to a resolution passed by lawmakers in July that asked the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.To highlight Taiwan over China on the passport or cover. The new cover keeps all the same elements we have on the existing cover, but we highlight the English word for Taiwan and move it close to the word passport to make it clear that the passport is a Taiwan passport, Wu said.MOFA MOFA has notified the International Air Transport Association, foreign government, airports, airlines, and immigration authorities around the world about the upcoming passport cover change and send samples of the new cover to them, Wu said.The passport with the new cover design is scheduled to be issued on January 2021. People using existing passports can continue to use them until they expire, Wu said. The ministry did not disclose how much it would cost to carry out the new passport cover design, but said its annual net cost for passports is about NT$1.5 million after deducting the revenue from passport purchase. In Taiwan, applying for a new passport cost NT$1,300. In a resolution passed on July 22,Lawmakers asked MOFA to update the nation's passport to highlight Taiwan over China and the Ministry of Transportation and Communications to devise feasible ways to rename state-run China Airlines LTD CAL to differentiate it from its Chinese counterpart.The word China in Taiwan's official name has resulted in Taiwanese citizens being mistaken for national from mainland China, lawmakers argued. Though no estimate have been given of how many travelers have actually been affected in that way. The resolution for the airline name modification, meanwhile, state that MOTC should study and propose a feasible renaming planning for CAL. In the early stage, it should mainly focus on a redesign of aircraft livery, which does not involve negotiation to change aviation rights, such as emphasizing the word Taiwan or an image of Taiwan in its design. 全篇的中文大意其实就是9月2号的时候，台湾呢发布了新的护照的设计，它凸显出英文当中有台湾这个字，希望能够把台湾跟中国之间做一个更明显更清楚的一个区分。那新的封面重新定位，并且缩小了中华民国的 ROC 的这个字，让它很难一看到就看到。那放大了也粗体字了，用英文写的台湾这个字体。那封面的顶部还是以中文版的中华民国比较明显，那英文就是比较小了，变成一个圆形的圈圈的一个形状。那标志下方台湾两个字，特别是英文的台湾两个字都比较大，就重新做一个定位这样子。那外交部长吴钊燮呢，就是说这个新的设计其实是立法院通过的一个决议，那这个主要是特别是为了要解决台湾呢经常都有旅客台湾人呢在国外经常会被别人会误以为我们是中国大陆的人，然后造成困扰。那这个新的封面设计的护照预计是在2021年1月会开始发行，那现有使用有护照的人就继续使用到它过期之后就可以换新的这样。那通常在台湾申请一个新的护照费用大概约是1300块钱这样。那其实他们也已经有决议，就是说要让其他的国家也都能够接受这个新的这个护照，台湾这个新的设计。好，这个新闻我们觉得比较值得思考的议题就是，我国应否需要在护照上强调台湾一词，或者是强调台湾的形象呢？ Should we need to emphasize the word Taiwan or the image of Taiwan in its passport? Under the current situation, our passport originally showed the Republic of China, which is easily confused with the People's Republic of China in English.Because many people often go abroad and are mistaken for the People's Republic of China, they are faced with difficulties. Therefore, some people think it is necessary to emphasize the characteristics and the image of Taiwan. Those who don't think it is necessary to emphasize Taiwan believe thatTaiwan is originally the Republic of China and a part of China. There is no need to emphasize Taiwan's image. It is unnecessary to waste national public funds to make new passports. However, because of the epidemic this year, people all over the world have discovered that Taiwan and the People's Republic of China are separate countries. Because Taiwan's epidemic prevention measures are well done and there is spare capacity to help other countries, Taiwanese people feel very proud. Therefore, the consciousness of Taiwanese identity is rising. Many people have encountered difficulties in foreign country because of the English words of China.In their passports. Therefore, they strongly believe that it is necessary to emphasize the image and the characteristics of Taiwan in their passports. In short, I think Taiwan is Taiwan, and it is a different country from China. It is normal to emphasize the image of Taiwan in the passport.
以上，你们有其他什么样的不同的看法吗？欢迎留言分享。See you next time.